Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from pretty Phoenix, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about the truth about taxes as a real estate investor.
This is a hot topic often, not just tax time, you know, but that's when it really hurts. But this is a big deal. People come into this, and it's kind of funny. I never thought about this going into this business. I never thought about, if I make a lot of money, how am I going to do my taxes? I always let those things kind of work themselves out at the end. But it turns out we have a lot of people who probably smarter than me, that are thinking about this now. So we wanted to talk about it to put everybody at ease and give you some insight and some ways to tackle taxes.
If you love paying taxes,
this is not the show for you.
No, if you love paying taxes, then after these next three or four sentences, you can just turn the episode off, because the rest is for people who don't want to pay taxes or like to legally minimize tax. That's what this is about. If you love to pay taxes, this is what you do. You form an LLC.
We'll save it for the show.
No, this is just for people who love to pay taxes.
So they can get out of the way now.
Form an LLC, set your W-2 paycheck, you and your partner, or whoever's as high as, pay the highest salaries you can, and then you pay withholding, and then there's nothing left over here because you pay yourself so much in all those taxes. So you're all set there.
Oh, thanks.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a member, please join us on Discord.
All right. So, hello. I know this too. Erica and Abby wrote, "Hi, Jack and Jill. Just want to give you guys a quick update. My wife and I joined Land Academy a year or so ago, and we just completed 100 deals.
Oh, I thought
74
you'd enjoy this.
Cash, 26 on terms. They were at our last live event. I remember. We feel grateful and want to thank you so much for sharing this business with us. Please keep up the good work. Best, Erica and Abby." That's so great. I also see them on social media traveling the world.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
So it's obviously working out just wonderful for them. That's so good. Congratulations. And thanks for sharing that.
Today's topic, the truth about taxes as a real estate investor. This is the meat of the show.
Okay. I want to bring this topic up because it's important, number one, and it's often on people's minds, as it should be. We're making all this money. Where is it going to go? How do I account for it? Do I file taxes in every state? Do I get an LLC for every property? Do I get an LLC for every state? Oh my goodness, there's so many ways to do this. So here's my answer. Yes, there are so many ways to do this. This is the point for me, and if you don't mind,
I'm gonna let
a person with the accounting background give you their professional advice. But my advice is mainly this. People always ask us exactly how we do it. Who's our accountant? Can we call our guy? Can we copy you? And you know what? We've been doing it for so long, and we have certain tax, you'll talk about this too, designations that may not apply to everybody. And we're all different ages, we're all in different states, we've been doing things differently. And guess what? It's okay. My main point here today is there are different ways to do this. There's no perfect cookie cutter Land Academy approved roadmap to taxes that says go do this and then do this, get six of these, hire four of those guys, that kind of a thing. I want you all to know you're not nuts. I want you to know that you could look at this many different ways.
That's right, Joe.
And I want you all to know that you need to spend some time and interview several, not two, several accountants and pick the one who best aligns with you. Go ahead.
Think about the things that you can do for a living. You can go get a job as a plumber, and you're going to work for another plumber or a company that's a plumbing company. You're going to get a W-2 paycheck, and you're done. they're going to withhold tax. The federal and state governments are going to withhold taxes as you pay, and you're going to get some money back at the end. And that's it. You have no choices. Now let's kick it up a notch. Let's say you're a day trader, and you wake up in the morning, you sit down at your computer at the end of your bed, and you start making money, and you make a lot of money. There are very typical, normal types of business expenses that can be incurred by a day trader. It's very cut and dry for the most part, plus or minus 5 or 10%. That is absolutely not the case with the business that we're in, which is a really good thing. When you say, I'm a land investor, sometimes I do deals in Tennessee, sometimes Washington State. This year, I'm doing deals in Nevada. It opens up all these opportunities for you to expense things legitimately, because it costs more to do deals, especially if you're going to traveling and visiting these places. So I've said this in the past many times. Number one, the fact that there's not any hard and fast rules, not just about taxes, but buying and selling land, which web scraper you use, whether or not you use data, should I send out neighbor letters, should I not send out neighbor letters, and there's all these choices, makes this, for me and my personality type, and this one too, one of the greatest businesses there ever was. There's just no on and off switch. For a lot of people, that's their nightmare. They just want to show up, make some money, and that's it. That's just not what this is.
Have a 10-step process, SOP, and this is how I do my job.
So it's very common for people like us in buying and selling land, if we're going to go visit it or meet some real estate agents or whatever, to write off, or expense is the right phrase, airline tickets when you're going to see your property. It's very common to take a reasonable deduction for wherever you're working in a home office. Mm-hmm. It's reasonable for you to expense all or some of your communication, whether it's a telephone or computer equipment or your mm-hmm. internet expense, and on and on and on. So the normal plumber could never do this. Mm-hmm. The day trader, maybe, some mm-hmm. of them, some of it's ordinary, some of it's not, and then everything in between. And this is what I'm not trying to complicate this. I'm trying to give you a big overview about why this can be such an attractive situation for us as we've gone through buying and selling land, and as our careers are developed, have developed individually and collectively, we have Land Academy. So now, is it ordinary and necessary for Jill to write off the makeup she uses when she's in front of this camera? Yeah. And on and on and on. So there's all kinds of things that you can do and ways that you can do things that can minimize your tax liability at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So that's just the overview tax. This is a very positive thing. I know people don't want to talk about this, but it really is. We are in a better situation than medical doctors. We're in a much mm-hmm. better situation than a CEO of a publicly traded company. And so you hear all this stuff about companies never pay taxes and all of that stuff. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not. For us, I spend a lot of time in the fourth quarter of every year making sure that everything's structured right and that we're expensing things correctly and legitimately, and that so it'll super easily pass an audit if that ever happens. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things that you can do, but it has to be managed.
Correct.
If you're brand new, I'm hearing a lot of people now say, Jill and I are hearing people say that their accountants are recommending that they withhold a certain percentage of the revenue on every deal, put it in a separate bank account, and so you don't get stuck at the end of the year in April or the April of the next year when you can do nothing about it, mm-hmm. and you just don't have enough cash because you're out buying real estate, which is what you should be doing.
Put something aside. That's a good recommendation always. And whatever you don't need, great. There's more acquisition funds.
So the title of this episode is The Truth About Taxes as a Real Estate Investor. Here's the truth: you're in a fantastic tax situation. An amazing opportunity for you to really look at your tax situation. That plumber we were talking about, if he does well that year, he's going to be in a crazy high tax bracket. Right. Doctors, forget it. They hit the top in January. They hit the top entirely for medical doctors, most of them. And a CEO, there's nothing you can do. There's stock compensation. There's no real opportunity to expense anything.
That's true.
But as an individual entrepreneurs, which is what we are, with weird types of businesses, up all night trying to figure stuff out, need a new computer, those are all legitimate tax expenses. So please, before we sat down and did the show, this is what Jill said to me. I don't think we're delivering the message correctly that we have the control.
Right.
When you go from a W-2 job to owning your own company, you have all the control. And you need to sit down with your accountant and actually educate that person.
Yep.
They might be completely, 80, 90% of their business is just processing 1040s for a W-2 position.
Right.
They don't know.
This is part of the interview.
And what they
process.
Do, most of them, I know this because I have an accounting background, not a tax background, but accounting background. Most of them are the want to encourage you to stay the hell out of trouble and pay as much taxes as you can. And you don't want to do that. So like so many things in this business, we're entrepreneurs. Get out the Google, get out the YouTube, and start figuring this stuff out yourself. Don't do your own taxes. Please don't ever do that.
True. Do your own homework. You do need to know a lot going into it. That's a good one. So like Stephen's saying, research it. Have a good idea. What's possible? How you want this to go? And then start interviewing accountants.
That's right. And unfortunately, I mean, I can answer a lot of these questions. I can answer most of these questions about where our comfort zone is. But I can't for you. So you have to decide how conservative you want to be about it or how if you want to be a risk taker with it. And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that you can try and see what happens and that may or may not get you into trouble with the IRS or with the state that you're in.
You worded it perfectly. Lucky for us, there's no one perfect way.
Yep. If there was, everybody would be doing this.
Right. We'd make it easy. We'd be telling you right now. There is, because again, we're all in different states and all in different situations, and we all look at things differently.
Yeah.
We have a lot of options. Congratulations.
There's a few hundred Nine Academy members right now. Mm-hmm. And it's always been that way because this business naturally keeps people out of it that aren't reasonable risk takers.
Oh.
And I love that about this business that we're in. I've always loved it.
That's good.
There's a million, some millions of numbers of real estate agents in this country. There's only a few hundred of us that buy and sell land full time. So think about that.
That's amazing when you put it like that. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode of the Land Academy Show is called, Why is Jill Confused About Our Accountant's Email? You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Don't say what it is.
I won't.
Okay, good. I want to save it for tomorrow because I'm like, what the heck kind of response is that? So it'll be good. By the way, if you need access to any sort of ownership or property information, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, check out neighborscoop.com or parcelfact.com. Created by investors, that's us, for investors like you.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.